This is Dr. Mark Rohde. I'm a psychologist who specializes in recovery issues. Today's topic is self-care. Yeah, it means just about what you think. I'll be talking about taking good care of yourself because many, many people in recovery just don't. It's kind of a joke. You've got just one life, so it would make perfect sense to take pretty good care of it, to protect it, to ensure its welfare, and not to allow anybody to mess with it. Let me ask you a few questions that will get to the heart of the issue. Do you eat a well-balanced diet? Do you get enough exercise? Is there a balance between your work life and your ability to get some recreation? Do you have some close friends you can really count on? What about health insurance? Is your car insured and reasonably well maintained? For that matter, what are your driving habits like? Do you get regular medical and dental checkups, and do you address any health concerns, including regularly taking your medication? How good is your personal hygiene? What about your use of tobacco products? Do you live within your financial means, and do you have a few extra dollars in the bank? Do you have ways to ensure that you get important tasks done on time, including paying your bills? Is your housing safe? Do you have at least 30 minutes of free time for yourself every day? Do you get enough sleep? And do you practice safe sex? When you talk to yourself, do you talk kindly? There are very few things you can do that are more important to your recovery than to take really good care of yourself. So why should I even think that I need to do a podcast about self-care issues? Now the reality is some people just don't engage in self-care because they say they don't have enough time. If you don't make the time, you're likely to get sick and have even less time to get things done. Stress is a reason that is sometimes given for a lack of self-care, but I would argue that self-care reduces stress. You'll just have less to worry about. Some people in recovery sadly come from families for which self-care just wasn't part of their development, so there just wasn't any modeling of self-care behaviors. If you suffer from depression, self-care may be additionally challenging just because you don't feel like you've got the energy or the motivation to even start taking care of yourself. If you're in recovery from an alcohol or drug use disorder, your use of substances may have had an impact on your neurological functioning in a way that compromises your motivation and your ability to plan. Now the good news is that time is apt to heal and that good self-care helps with the healing. Lastly, some people in recovery just don't think that they deserve care, even from themselves. Now I can't know if this perception of a lack of worth comes from experience with bullies, some poor choices, addiction, trauma, or something else. But I do know that our perception of ourselves changes over time. Literally, you are what you think, and you can choose to think differently of yourself. Practicing self-care will vastly help. Okay, so here's the plan. If you're working with a counselor or a psychologist, please work with them to develop a self-care plan. If you're not, you might want to think about getting a therapist. In the meantime, you might want to either listen to the first part of this podcast again and note the self-care issues that you know you need to address. You can also ask your recovery coach for a copy of True Aftercare's self-care questionnaire. The questionnaire may also be available on your telephone app. Write down the issues that you know you need to address and post it somewhere where you're likely to see it daily. Review the list regularly and make a point of acknowledging your own progress. The more that these issues are in your thinking, the more progress you're likely to make. Remember that our lives typically move in the direction of our thoughts, so think carefully. You don't have to do everything at once. You may want to start slowly and build momentum over time. Keep your thinking, however, focused on the direction that you want your life to take. When you look at the list of self-care needs, you might want to prioritize them, with the biggest need at the top. If you get stuck, think a bit about the origins of your lack of self-care. Did you have good models of self-care at home? What does your lack of self-care say about the life you've accepted? If self-esteem seems to block you, bring it up with your coach or therapist and start to work on that issue. Know that sometimes small changes can have a big impact. I've known of clients who began to change their self-esteem simply by improving their grooming. When they looked at themselves in the mirror in the morning, they started to see a different person. They began to see someone they liked. Think of the time you put into self-care as the most important investment you can make. When you engage in some self-care, think a little bit about how it makes you feel. Share that information with your coach. Thank you very much for listening.